Why is religious freedom so important? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Brad Dacus with Pacific Justice Institute, which is an organization that helps to defend religious freedoms in America today.
I think it's amazing that we have this nation that's under God, and every day we hear different stories about monuments being taken down or the Ten Commandments being destroyed.
Yeah.
And personally, I can remember a time where I worked in this office, and when I got the job, they said, bring any book you want and just read it up here. It gets real boring. I said, perfect. I'll read my Bible. So I bring my Bible, and the people walking by say, oh, what are you reading? Is this some kind of a novel? What kind of book is this? I said, oh, it's the Bible. Well, guess what? The next day I was in the manager's office, and she was telling me, we're no longer letting people read up front. We want people to look busy. So you can't bring anything to read anymore. But they, for years, had the girls reading up front up until that point. So that was a freedom being taken away. It was a persecution in my eyes.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think people don't really see the value or understand maybe the value of having religious freedom, even people who are people of faith.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember when my eyes were really opened about this is when I first became a Christian and my parents took me to Vietnam.
Mm.
And Vietnam does not quite have freedom of religion. It's more of like communism where they really want you to believe in the government and atheism. They don't really like certain religious groups having power. They're very afraid of religious groups and things like that. So there's very limited expression of faith.
Yeah.
Like you can't just go out in the street and start preaching Jesus or preaching anything, any religion, because you have to have a permit for that.
Wow.
You know, you can't do anything unless they approve it.
Mm.
And what's amazing about America is America wanted to get away from that. America wanted, you know, it was about the Puritans coming here to escape from religious, what is it?
Scrutiny?
Persecution.
Persecution
is a word I'm looking for. And so, you know, I think that protecting our religious freedoms, there's always going to be something trying to remove the religious freedoms in America. And it's very important for us as believers to really be aware of that and to really work hard with groups that try to defend it.
And it's important for us to stand up for the truth. And, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the oil.
Mm.
Sometimes I think we're just so quiet because we think that we're the least amount, but really our numbers are greater. And all it takes is one person to stand up for the truth and to bring that type of religious freedom.
Amen. We'll preach it on the housetops, you know, but it's time to get up and speak.
Let's listen to what Brad has to say after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Kidstown Thornton and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Kidstown Thornton offers convenient drop-in childcare right when you need it, even a drop-in preschool program. Conveniently located at the corner of East 120th Avenue and Claude Court near TCF Bank, Kidstown Thornton has fun, age-appropriate activities for children all the way from 1 year to 13 years. Call them now at 303-974-5212 and get $10 off your first visit. That's 303-974-5212.
Hi, everyone. This is Kathleen Lay, host of the Real Life Radio Show.
This is Evangelist Ann Lay, and we wanted to thank you for being a faithful listener to Real Life.
Yeah, and did you know that we have a prayer line just for you? If you need prayer, please feel free to give us a call at 877-480-4477. Also, we have monthly partners who receive a CD set of 6 of our shows every month. If you'd like to help us to reach more people through your generous donation, please feel free to give us a call, 877-480-4477. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Hello, everyone.
And joining us is Brad Dacus, and he has a nonprofit called Pacific Justice Institute. And we're going to talk about that. But that institute that he has, that nonprofit, came about in a mighty way where Brad almost wouldn't even be here today. He almost died and was told at one point in his life when he was 16 years old that if he lived, he would be a vegetable. So we're going to talk about his story and then how he ended up having this nonprofit. So let's welcome to the show, Brad. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, it's great to be on the program. Thank you.
So before we talk about this amazing nonprofit that you have, and you are a lawyer now, I mean, that's amazing that you went from a 16-year-old who was told that you'd be a vegetable, or your parents were told that, to now you have this
from a
nonprofit.
Accident. Yeah, from a horrible accident.
Yeah.
Right. Serious brain injury. And that's what the doctor says, that even if he lives, he still could be a vegetable. You may still have to pull the cord. Mm. That's really a very dire situation. You can't get much worse than that. Yeah. And in fact, you know, I had the miracle dealing with, as far as they had to reconstruct the whole left side of my face, and they had to cut a large hole out of the skull for the brain to swell. Mm. God did an incredible healing and brought back my hearing, and my vision and the left eye was incredibly healed. And God did an incredible healing process of the brain as the swelling went down.
Mm. Brad, what about when you were in the hospital at 16 years old? You had mentioned to me before that you had a presence of Jesus. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, it's interesting because the phrase peace that passes understanding took on a whole new meaning. I was struggling to live in intensive care, and I felt the presence of Jesus closer than if he was holding my hand. He was right with me, in me. Wow. And I wish I could explain it. I just can't put it into words. But he was right there. I knew it was him. Mm-hmm. And it was a piece of past understanding.
And now here you are. It took a lot of steps. You had to work extra hard to do the things that most people did. You ended up graduating with a very high GPA.
Right.
You went on to college. You defeat all odds. And then you ended up being a realtor to pay for you to be in law school, and now you're a lawyer
right.
who started a ministry. How did that ministry come about, or this nonprofit?
Yeah, I'd interned with an organization back east called Rutherford. Wonderful man called John W. Whitehead founded it. I have so much respect for him, defending religious freedom. And after graduating from law school, I was working for a firm in Sacramento, and he called me and said, Brad, we'd like you to open a Western regional office and coordinate litigation in 14 Western states. Now, mind you, I had just been out of law school for 5 months, 6 months, and he calls me, and I didn't respond. He said, Brad, are you there? I said, yeah, I'm here, you know. it's like someone saying, we want you to serve as president of the United States, you know.
Right.
Anyway, so as it turns out, he flew me to visit with him, and he said, Brad, it's, you know, I said, let me tell you the five reasons why I'm not qualified, and you should choose someone else. I tried to sell myself out of the job because I respected the work so much
right.
and the importance of it. And there's so many more people who are more qualified than me in my perspective. And John Whitehead looked at me and said, Brad, I've already decided and have the conviction that you're the person for the job. So the question isn't between you and me. The question is between you and God.
Wow.
So he played the God card on me, and I thought, oh, great, I got to pray about this. And I prayed, and I was talking to God and saying, God, I can't do this. And I finally just was frustrated. I just slammed my hand on the bench and said, that's it, God. I'm not competent for this. Case closed. And I go to stand up to make the call to reject the offer. And the Lord hit me directly right through my thinking, which was, Brad, that's the whole point. I've heard that line before. And that is literally right there, the first person in my head. And God's only talked to me like that a half a dozen in my lifetime, okay? Yeah. It's usually when I'm real thick-skulled and he has to really just, you know, pound it. And then he brought to my mind all these people in the Bible that were incompetent, unqualified by the world standards.
Yeah.
And yet God decided to use them because he was glorified.
Wow.
And so I said, okay, God, fine, but this is not a molehill. This is a mountain. You're going to have to move it. And God did. He raised it up. Everything was going fantastic. Worked hard to develop a huge network of attorneys in those 14 Western states. And then after 5 years, John White called me and said that they're going to have to shut down the regional offices, one in Sacramento, the one in Dallas, the last two left. But they said, Brad, I don't want to lose you. I want you to head up our public affairs office in Washington, D.C. You'll be the media point man for all of our cases and litigation across the country. And so I said, yes. I said, sure, I'll be happy to. And then I had insomnia and I couldn't sleep for a number of days. Finally, I said, gosh, I got to pray about this. And as soon as I knelt down to pray, the Lord brought this question to my mind, which is, Brad, what desires have I put on your heart? And the answer was to make sure people got the help that they needed here on the West Coast, where it was so critical. Hmm. And the next question was, Brad, what do you choose to follow? The desires I put on your heart or something else? So I said, okay, God, fine. I will do it. I will boldly go where you want me to go. I will trust you in every way on several conditions. And because I was scared.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, that's a good test as to whether or not it's calling from God, because it's often going to be outside our comfort zone, and it's going to cause us to rely on someone other than just ourselves, but to rely on him.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, God, you have free office space, a free computer system, and we have to be in the black in just 3 months, and I'm never going to charge anyone for any work we ever do.
Mm.
And God came through on all of them.
Wow.
Miraculously. Attorney General Ed Meese, I called him up. I said, will you be chairman of our advisory board? I didn't know he'd remember me from the conferences I'd been to. He said, Brad, without hesitation, he said, Brad, I'd be happy to serve as chairman of your advisory board,
wow.
the distinguished former U.S. Attorney General Ed Meese under Ronald Reagan.
Wow.
And it's been fantastic. We now have five offices, All of them are rent-free. Most of them have donated utilities. Mm-hmm. We handle more case matters by God's grace. I stress that, by God's grace. We handle more case matters on the West Coast defending faith, family, and freedom than any other organization in the country, bar none. We handle cases all across the United States through a huge network of attorneys, by God's grace, and we do it all without charge. And something that makes us sort of unique is that we don't just take on the high profile, you know, cherry pick the big game cases. Our goal is to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one is left on the side of the road when it comes to these issues of faith, family, and freedom. Mm. And when you look back at where I was when I was 16, a boy with major brain damage that no one saw any future and hope, yet to see fast forward what God's doing, it's incredible. I also have a radio show called The Dacus Report on 79 stations across the country.
Wow.
A commentary on 460 stations across the country. That's unbelievable, unthinkable.
Yeah, before that. So there are people listening, pastors I know listen to this show and different ministers, and you're saying that you will help them in their dilemma, their situation, depending on the situation, of course, through your nonprofit, if they can get a hold of you. And it's Brad Dacus, and your nonprofit is Pacific Justice Institute. I really wish I could learn more, and I'm sure they can if you have a website or a phone number that they can reach you at.
You bet. And we'd love to serve people. We'd love to keep people updated on our work so they can continue to pray for our work. It's pji.org. P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute.org, pji.org. In fact, I'm working on a book right now, autobiography, to tell my story, because so many people have told me, Brad, you need to put it in writing. Can I say one more thing? Sometimes people come up to me after I'm done speaking at a church or a conference, and they say, oh, Brad, I just wish I could be doing what you're doing. And I remind them, I say, you know, the most important thing that I do in the eyes of the Lord, I believe, is the same thing that everyone else can do, and that is to share their story. Share their testimony and share the good news of Jesus Christ and the life-impacting work of Christ in their life.
Amen.
Anyone who's a follower of Christ can do that. We all have that special anointing, and it's so powerful. And I just strongly encourage people, no matter what your story is, it's your story that God's given you, be willing to share it to impact lives.
Awesome. Well, Brad, you are doing mighty things through the Lord, and we thank you for doing this and helping so many people who need the help that they probably couldn't get without you otherwise. So thank you for your story and your testimony. And again, that is Pacific Justice Institute with Brad Dacus. God bless you, Brad.
Thank you.
Father God, we just thank you so much that somebody out there really connected to that story, which is feeling unqualified. Sometimes we feel unqualified for the things that God calls us to do. But know this, when you have a walking relationship with Jesus Christ, He will empower you to do the things that He's calling you to do. So Father, empower us as we walk with you in Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.